snoring, fatigue, and a hidden threat, what sleep apnea is really doing to your body. A 40-year-old office worker, about 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighing more than 265 pounds, had suffered from severe nighttime snoring for years. The noise was so thunderous that it sometimes jolted him awake, and he often felt as though he were almost suffocating during sleep. His chronic sleep disruption triggered a cascade of problems: morning fatigue, reduced work performance, rising blood pressure, and persistent low mood. He initially sought treatment for hypertension at a cardiology clinic, but it did not produce results. He was later referred to an otolaryngology clinic, where a comprehensive sleep study confirmed a diagnosis of extremely severe obstructive sleep apnea. The test showed an apnea-hypopnea index of 80, meaning he stopped breathing up to 80 times per hour, with each episode lasting more than 10 seconds. Under medical guidance, he began an intensive weight loss program and started treatment with continuous positive airway pressure therapy. His AHI fell to below 5, indicating effective control of the condition. As a result, his sleep quality, energy, and emotional stability improved significantly, his work performance returned to normal, and his family was finally able to feel at ease. Understanding the silent threat. Sleep apnea is like a silent killer that repeatedly interrupts breathing throughout the night, Wang Yao, an otolaryngology specialist, said in an interview with the Epoch Times. In patients with moderate to severe sleep apnea, breathing may stop dozens or even hundreds of times in a single night, causing blood oxygen levels to plummet and placing significant strain on the body, which in turn increases the risk of serious health problems. Sleep apnea, also known as obstructive sleep apnea, occurs when the throat muscles become excessively relaxed during sleep, causing the airway to narrow or collapse and leading to brief pauses in breathing. While sleep apnea was once dismissed as merely a sleep-related problem, mounting research reveals it as a systemic health threat that affects memory and increases the risk of Parkinson's disease, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, and chronic gastrointestinal diseases. Many people have sleep apnea without realizing it, as breathing interruptions occur primarily during sleep. In the United States, an estimated 30 million people have sleep apnea, yet only about 6 million have been formally diagnosed. This means that roughly 80% of those affected are unaware of their condition, missing opportunities for early diagnosis and treatment while their health continues to deteriorate silently. The far-reaching health consequences. Sleep apnea's effect on health reaches far beyond the bedroom, triggering a cascade of serious medical conditions that can affect virtually every system in the body. Nearly double the risk of Parkinson's disease. A 2025 cohort study published in JAMA Neurology analyzed the electronic health records of approximately 11 million U.S. veterans. The results showed that people with sleep apnea had nearly twice the risk of developing Parkinson's disease compared with those without the condition. If you stop breathing and oxygen is not at a normal level, your neurons are probably not functioning at a normal level either, the study's lead author, Dr. Lee Nielsen, a neurologist at the Portland Veterans Affairs Medical Center, said in a press release. It's not at all a guarantee that you're going to get Parkinson's, but it significantly increases the chances, said Dr. Gregory Scott, a pathologist at the same institution. The study also found that patients who began CPAP therapy soon after diagnosis had a significantly lower risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Brain function under siege. Sleep apnea causes obstruction of the upper airway, limiting the brain's oxygen supply and potentially impairing brain function. A 2025 study published in the journal Neurology found that breathing pauses during sleep can affect brain structure. The researchers observed that greater severity of sleep apnea was associated with a larger hippocampal volume, the brain region crucial for memory, learning, and thinking. However, this apparent enlargement may not represent a healthy increase. Instead, it may reflect an abnormal response to chronic stress, such as swelling or inflammation, and could foreshadow more serious degeneration. Cardiovascular system in crisis. sleep apnea can also damage the cardiovascular system through multiple mechanisms. A 2012 review indicated that sleep apnea triggers repeated episodes of brain arousal, changes in intrathoracic pressure, and cycles of intermittent oxygen deprivation and reoxygenation. These changes activate multiple pathological pathways, including oxidative stress, activation of the sympathetic nervous system, inflammation, increased blood clotting, endothelial dysfunction, and metabolic dysregulation. Together, these processes predispose people with sleep apnea to hypertension and atherosclerosis. Autoimmune system disruption. Sleep apnea increases the risk of a range of autoimmune diseases, which occur when immune activity is either too low or too high. A 2020 study published in Clinical Immunology showed that sleep apnea may affect the immune system's chemical signaling. In untreated patients, levels of four cytokines associated with autoimmune activity were significantly abnormal. Most of these abnormalities returned to normal after airway therapy began. Digestive system damage. Sleep apnea may increase the risk of digestive system disorders. A 2024 Mendelian randomization study found evidence of a causal relationship between sleep apnea and several inflammation-related gastrointestinal diseases. The results indicated that sleep apnea was associated with a higher risk of gastrointestinal conditions such as gastroesophageal reflux disease, gastroduodenal ulcers, chronic gastritis, ulcerative colitis, and gallstones. These associations may be partly explained by intermittent oxygen deprivation and systemic inflammation, which can impair the integrity of the gastrointestinal lining and alter gut motility. Elevated diabetes risk. Sleep apnea may be a risk factor for type 2 diabetes. A 2023 prospective cohort study showed that, compared with people without sleep apnea, those with moderate to severe sleep apnea had a 1.5-fold higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes over an 8-year period. One key mechanism involves intermittent hypoxia, repeated drops in oxygen levels during sleep, which can promote insulin resistance, increase stress hormone levels, and disrupt glucose metabolism. Over time, these changes may impair the body's ability to regulate blood sugar effectively. Increased risk of mortality. Sleep apnea has been shown to increase the risk of death. A 2021 systematic review found that people with sleep apnea had an approximately 1.7-fold higher risk of all-cause mortality, while the risk of cardiovascular mortality, such as from coronary artery disease or heart failure, was about 1.9 times higher. Natural ways to manage sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is more common in older adults, Wong noted. In older adults, fluid tends to accumulate in the legs. When they lie down at night, this fluid shifts toward the upper body, increasing fluid volume around the neck and worsening airway obstruction. He shared two simple and practical lifestyle changes that may help reduce airway blockage. 1. Incorporating resistance training. Repeated muscle contraction and relaxation during exercise promote lymphatic circulation and help reduce fluid accumulation in the lower limbs during the day. Resistance training is low-cost and easy to implement, making it more practical than expensive medical devices or complex surgical procedures. However, exercise-based therapy is not intended to replace standard medical treatment. Instead, it should be viewed as an important component of integrated care. Patients with severe sleep apnea often benefit most from a comprehensive treatment approach guided by a medical professional. 2. Adopting an anti-inflammatory diet. Wong recommends increasing intake of foods with anti-inflammatory properties, such as sulfur-rich vegetables like cabbage and broccoli, antioxidant-rich foods like tomatoes and cherries, and polyphenol-rich extra virgin olive oil. He also advises replacing refined grains with whole grains and limiting or avoiding ultra-processed foods and sugary beverages. When it comes to cooking methods, he suggests avoiding frying, grilling, and high-salt or high-temperature cooking. Instead, steaming and boiling are recommended to help preserve nutrients. Vegetables can also be eaten raw or lightly dressed to preserve their natural enzymes. TCM approaches to treating sleep apnea. Traditional Chinese medicine offers distinct theories and methods for treating sleep apnea, Yimin Tian, director of Dr. Tian's clinic in Taiwan, said in an interview with the Epoch Times. TCM practitioners aim to identify the underlying causes of airway obstruction based on a patient's individual constitution, and then apply an integrated treatment approach. The three common constitutional patterns associated with sleep apnea in TCM include 1. Phlegm dampness pattern, characterized by heaviness, excessive mucus, and daytime sleepiness. Treatment focuses on clearing phlegm and resolving dampness. TCM practitioners commonly use a classical herbal formula known as the Akan decoction to help clear excess dampness and phlegm, thereby relieving airway obstruction. 2. Deficiency pattern, marked by fatigue, weak breathing, and low energy. Therapy aims to strengthen overall vitality and respiratory function. In TCM, a classical herbal formula known as Bu Zhong Yi Qi Tong is often used for treatment. It helps improve severe weakness caused by general fatigue and enhances the endurance of the respiratory muscles. 3. Excess internal heat constitution, associated with irritability, dry mouth, and sleep disturbance. Treatment targets heat reduction and internal balance. A traditional herbal formula known as Huang Lian Jia Du Tong is often used for treatment. This formula has heat-clearing and detoxifying properties and may help relieve difficulty falling asleep and nighttime heat sensations. Acupuncture and acupressure. TCM also uses acupuncture and acupressure as part of the treatment approach, Tian noted. According to TCM, meridians are the channels through which energy flows in the human body, connecting internal organs to the body's surface. Along the meridians are acupoints with unique functions. By stimulating the corresponding acupoints through techniques like acupuncture and massage, it is possible to treat diseases related to specific organs. Tian recommends performing daily self-massage of the following acupoints in the morning, spending about 3 minutes on each point. Wind pool, located at the back of the head, below the occipital bone and within the hairline, in the hollow between the tendons of two major neck muscles behind the ears. Celestial pillar, located about 2 finger widths to either side of the center of the posterior hairline. Shoulder well, located midway between the great vertebra point and the tip of the shoulder. Massaging these three acupoints can help relax the muscles of the upper airway, according to Tian. Additionally, massaging the ridge spring acupoint may help prevent the tongue from falling backward, thereby improving airway obstruction and symptoms of sleep apnea. Ridge spring, located on the midline at the front of the neck, just above the Adam's apple, in the depression along the upper border of the hyoid bone. Prevention and long-term care. The prevention and management of sleep apnea should not rely on a single approach but instead require long-term, comprehensive lifestyle adjustments. Tongue muscle exercises. Tian recommends regularly performing tongue muscle exercises to help increase muscle tone and flexibility. One method involves pressing the tip of the tongue against the roof of the mouth and sliding it back and forth along the palate repeatedly. This stimulates upward tongue strength, which helps the tongue maintain adequate muscle support during sleep and prevents it from falling backward and obstructing the airway. Additional preventive measures. Japanese TCM practitioner Ritsugaku Ken told the Epoch Times that the following measures can help prevent sleep apnea and support overall health. Maintain a healthy weight. Being overweight or obese is a major risk factor for sleep apnea. Maintaining a healthy weight can help reduce this risk. Engage in regular exercise. Long-term, consistent physical activity improves the elasticity and tone of muscles throughout the body, including those in the throat. It also helps maintain a healthy muscle-to-fat balance, reducing excess fat accumulation and lowering the risk of sleep apnea. Change your sleep position. Sleeping on the back causes the tissues of the mouth and throat to relax, increasing the likelihood of airway obstruction. Ken recommends sleeping on one side to reduce this risk. Reduce alcohol and tobacco use. Alcohol and tobacco use can weaken and irritate the airway, increasing the risk of sleep apnea. A condition not to ignore. Sleep apnea is a widespread yet often overlooked condition with serious health consequences. Early diagnosis and appropriate treatment, combined with supportive lifestyle strategies, can significantly reduce risks and improve quality of life. If you or a loved one experiences loud snoring, daytime fatigue, or interrupted breathing during sleep, seeking medical evaluation may be a critical first step, because what happens at night can have lasting effects on nearly every system in the body.